What up, heroes? This is James. Let's get it in about family worship. So let's talk about some ways that I'm talking about. I'm giving you tips, not tips or tricks. I'm not a guru or anything, but I want to give you some ways that I do family worship throughout the week to keep it a rhythm, like Deuteronomy 6 says that we should do. So number one, we do a wash day. Now, what that means is each child, you have three children and the adult. So it's five of us in the house. So each of us get a day that we do that person's laundry. Now, why that is important, because we also take that time after dinner, after our Bible time. We also choose that person to pray for directly before we go to bed. So Monday, let's say, for example, Monday is my son. So we'll wash. He'll have to bring his clothes in to get washed, and then we'll pray for him on that day. Tuesday, my oldest daughter is third. Wednesday, my youngest daughter. Thursday, my wife. And then Friday is me. And then on Saturday, we pray for our church and we pray for the gifts and talents God's given us. And then on Sunday, we'll pray for our unsaved family members and to continue to strengthen us throughout the rest of the beginning of the week, throughout the week. And that's the way we've been doing it for years, a long time now. Because it got chaotic, we're trying to figure out how to do things. So that's a simple thing. Pray for your family. Pick a day designated to pray for one family member at a time. You'll pray for each other throughout the week, obviously, but this is to keep a steady rhythm of things. Okay. Another tip. We listen to this audio drama called Adventures in Odyssey on the road when we're going places, and it's written really, really good. So Adventure in Odyssey, there's a city and it's called Odyssey and they go on adventures. but they're just guided. There's this old sage or an old man named Wit. Now, Wit has an ice cream shop where all the kids come and they talk about their problems. They get into hijinks. They get into trouble. Real trouble. Like sometimes people die. Sometimes people break their leg. I mean, it's a whole lot of things, but it gets you talking about biblical principles while you're driving in the car. And also it keeps the children engaged with the sound effects and things like that. Adventures in Odyssey. Look it up. They have an app and I'm a part of a monthly thing. I'm not sponsored by them. Just letting you know, Adventures in Odyssey is a great way to keep, the Lord forefront in the minds of your children throughout the day, throughout the week, to keep a steady rhythm of this thing. Another thing that we do as a family to keep family worship going on is we keep gospel music playing all the time. If it's some old school DC Talk to some J Moss to old choirs to new things like Bizzle and Beautiful Eulogy and who is some new guy? Corinne Hawthorne and all these other people. We keep them pumping. That's what we listen to most of the time in our household to keep a steady flow of God and things like that. We also use certain things on the TV, like Right Now Media, sometimes Pure Flix. Right Now Media has this show called The Creators, which is really, really interesting. It's fun. It's kids creating things, and it's really cool. Anyway, so those things that we do to keep the family worship together, because these are just principles, right? This is stuff what I do, but what you want to do in family worship as men is keep a steady, something that you can do over and over and over and over again, that it becomes a rhythm in your household. So we also eat dinner together. We make it a point to eat dinner at the table every day. together. We make it that a point to eat dinner together every day at the table. We pray before the meal and we eat dinner together and laugh and listen to. Right now, we're going through the Bible in 6 months. So we've been listening to it. We just got finished with Nehemiah. So we've been listening to the Bible. We've been listening to Adventures of Odyssey over dinner. We may play a game after dinner just to keep the rhythm going. Something steady, something steady. Now, the principle is to keep family worship going is to realize that it's not just a devotional. It's not a book plan that you do every week, and it's not a devotional, but it's something that springs forth from a lifestyle. Spring forth. I sound really evangelical, but it comes out of it's a pattern of life that matches just your life. So if you do family worship once a week and you come together once a week and do something focused, do that. If it works better for you to do a devotional, do that to kickstart something. It's all up to you, but we as men have to do something. So I'm giving you things that we do in our house, but you have to do something different in yours if that works for you. So we have laundry days or wash days, we call them wash days. Each kid has a different day. If you have 7 children, well, you done, boom, you got it, right? So each kid has a different day. They bring their clothes to the wash. They wash their own clothes. My kids are old enough to put their clothes in the dryer and washer and all that stuff, or washer and dryer and all those things. So wash day, and we take that day to pray for that specific child at nighttime after dinner and when we're ready for bed. Secondly, we listen to Christ-centered or Christ. We stir up our affections for Christ with stories, and we listen to a whole lot of audio books. We listen to our kids, Narnia and Adventures in Odyssey is one thing that we use a lot of because we just think the story is awesome, and I'm entertained by it. My wife is entertained. The whole class, the whole family is entertained by it. So we do that. And we keep gospel music, Christ-centered music pumping throughout our house. We're always dancing. We're always dancing and singing. We talk a lot about those type things in our household. Now, it's not a perfect formula, but it's better than doing nothing. We cannot do nothing. We're unable to be passive. We're unable to be stagnant in what God has called us to do. And God has called us to lead family worship. And that's worshiping God in every aspect of our life. So if it's not just those things that we direct, but it's also talking about God when you're taking a walk with your kids, or talking about the things of the Lord when you and your son are going out fishing, or you and your son are playing football, or you and your son or you and your daughter are drawing, or you and your youngest are building blocks. And those times is also family worship, because you're enjoying each other. You're enjoying the fruits of what God has given you. And that in itself is worship to God, giving glory to God, enjoying one another. So it's not always the Bible study, which is important. Prayer is important. And doing focus on things, but it's also laughing, eating, and experiencing things together as a family, as a sign of thankfulness to God for giving you this family. Laughing with your kids, belly laughing, tickling fights, shooting it with Nerf guns, building. This morning, my kids had a fort in the living room. We didn't fuss and fight at them or anything else like that. It was just cool to see them with a fort. So I stuck my Nerf gun in there and shot a couple of them because they needed this work. But this is what we do as men. Our house should be a fortress for laughter, joy, discipline, all those things. It should be a safe place for everyone in the household to continue to flourish in the things of the Lord. And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. And until next time, peace. I gotta pause this video. And we are out.